Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like you're constantly on edge? Like emotions are pulling you around like a puppet on strings? You know that feeling when anger boils over, or anxiety whispers doubts in your ear? Well, my friends, today we're diving headfirst into the art of managing those emotional triggers because clarity, focus, and peace of mind don't just magically appear. They are cultivated through awareness and intention. We're talking about taking control of your emotional responses, not letting them control you. Now, before you think this is some fancy self-help jargon, hear me out. This isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and choosing how you react. Think of it like this. Emotions are waves crashing on the shore. You can get swept away by the current or stand tall and let the waves roll over you without losing your balance. Stoicism teaches us to be the lighthouse strong, steady, guiding our ship through any storm. So, here's the deal, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you tame those emotional triggers. 1. Recognize your triggers. This is like knowing your kryptonite. What sets you off? Is it a certain person, a situation, or even a thought pattern? Once you identify your triggers, you can start to prepare for them and navigate them with more awareness. Remember, awareness is the first step to mastery. It's like that old saying, you can't fix what you don't acknowledge. 2. Don't react, respond. This is where the magic happens. Instead of jumping into fight or flight mode at the first sign of trouble, take a moment to breathe, assess the situation, and choose your response. Think of it like hitting the pause button before you say or do something you might regret. Stoicism emphasizes virtue and rationality acting with intention, not impulse. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Our thoughts have incredible power over our emotions. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, try to reframe the situation. Instead of thinking, this is a disaster, ask yourself, what can I learn from this or what's the opportunity in this challenge? Remember, perception shapes reality. 4. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, though that can be pretty cool. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like training your mind to be a calm oasis amidst the chaos. Try incorporating simple mindfulness exercises into your day. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, or simply observe your surroundings. 5. Cultivate resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But the Stoics taught us to view challenges as opportunities for growth. Embrace those uncomfortable moments, learn from them, and bounce back stronger. Remember, resilience is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street and someone cuts you off in traffic. You feel your blood pressure rising, anger bubbling up inside. Instead of reacting impulsively, honking your horn, yelling, or even worse, take a deep breath. Recognize this as your trigger. Road rage. Pause for a moment, tell yourself, this is just a temporary irritation, it doesn't define me. Reframe the situation. Maybe that driver had an emergency. Choose to respond calmly, letting it go and continuing on your way. That's how you cultivate emotional mastery, by choosing calmness over chaos, understanding over reaction. Remember, clarity starts with managing your emotions. It's about taking control of your inner world so you can navigate the outer one with intention and purpose. So take these insights and put them into practice. Recognize your triggers, respond consciously, reframe negative thoughts, cultivate mindfulness, and build your resilience. You got this. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who needs a little stoic wisdom in their life. Leave us a review, let me know what you think. And until next time, keep chasing clarity, friends. It's out there waiting for you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.